and was the overwhelming favorite. And Kyler Murray dropped to 4-5-1 in some spots. And then Josh Jacobs gets hurt. Kyler Murray ends up winning Rookie of the Year. And last year I had Jacobs at 8-1. And then late in the season I said, I'm going to grab Kyler Murray at 4-1. And he ended up winning it.
Yeah, that's one thing about the NFL betting markets. You get a lot of overreactions early in the season. And I understand that Justin Herbert is the favorite today because he just passed for 4 touchdowns on Monday Night Football. So he's the hot name. You know, 4 or 5 weeks from now, the hype over Herbert's probably going to cool off a little bit if the Chargers don't start winning some of these games. Joe Burrow is not going to have really, I don't think, the opportunities in the spotlight to impress people like Herbert did last night. But over the course of the season, if Burrow stays healthy, I think he's going to be more consistent and probably put up better numbers. But like Tim said, you got to strike fast, Johnny, because when you see 8-1 on Herbert, you got to bet it now. That's not going to last long. A week and a half ago, we talked about Aaron Rodgers was up at 8-1 to win MVP. 2 hours later, it was already down to 5-1, and that's disappearing, right? So it's if you see something you like in that odds range, you can't sit around and think about it. You got to bet it if you like it because it's probably going to move fast.
That's correct. And you can't have somebody – you can't go around and ask your friends and ask people if it's good value It's gone by then. Yeah. So you have to make it – like Matt says, you have to make a decision, and then you have to make it alone because of the research you've done.
Yeah, you got to believe in your bets. I mean, and to Matt's point about overreacting, mm-hmm. who opened –